This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Back here on the Alex Dono Show, Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved 2 blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Talking some Canes, and okay, it's been a long time since Miami has played, and a long time until they will play again. That'll be September 23rd back at Hard Rock Stadium hosting Toledo. And in the meantime, the Canes will be displaced when they practice again. We bring on Christy Chirinos from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Christy, how are you?
I am doing well, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And first and foremost, I hope that your family, your home, everything is well after Irma.
We have been really, really lucky. I mean, like everybody in South Florida, we're doing a lot of cleanup around our house, trees, fences, you know, things like that, checking roofs for damages. But, you know, we're alive, we're okay, we're safe. We thankfully have power. I know a lot of people are still dealing with that. Hopefully that can get situated for everybody soon because I know it's miserable outside. But I think a lot of us in South Florida are counting our blessings because we do know how dangerous and how bad this could have been. And you know, we weren't completely spared, but we didn't get the knock on the chin that we thought we might. So I think that we've got a lot to be grateful for, and I know that that's certainly the case for my family and I. And I hope everybody listening is doing okay. I hope you're doing okay, and slowly but surely we'll get there, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're doing very well. I thank you for asking. You know, we've got power back. Most of the debris in terms of trees have been cleared away. We didn't have any real damage to my house or to my parents' house, so we're pretty good to go. And, of course, you know, for the Miami Hurricanes, you wrote about this today in the Sun Sentinel, they're going to be taking practice to Orlando. They're going to be in Disney, wide world of sports, preparing for the Toledo game. How much do we know about the conditions on campus as to why they decided they don't want to be in Coral Gables?
Well, I've seen a couple. I haven't had a chance to get down there. I've actually been working a couple metro shifts and helping our new staff out the past couple of days. So I haven't had a chance to get to campus. But I've spoken to people that live down there, that are friends down there. I've seen pictures. And it seems like, I mean, if you've been to Coral Gables campus, you know it's a beautiful place with trees everywhere, lots of foliage. Coral Gables itself is, you know, just absolutely beautiful because of all the trees and all of the nature they've got down there. So it took a hit. I mean, it took a hit, and there's a lot of cleanup work that's going on. I've seen a couple pictures, and, you know, I would imagine there's a lot of folks running around with chainsaws and cranes and picking stuff up and trying to get things cleaned up. But, you know, they're not going to bring anybody back on campus until they feel it's safe to do that. And that's one of the reasons we've seen that they've pushed classes back. They were hoping to have classes on campus this Monday, the 18th. Pushing it back another week to the 25th. So, you know, the damage has been kind of, you know, what you would figure with a big storm blowing in around a campus like that. And they just want to be safe. And I think everybody understands that.
And why, like Orlando, I guess, was an easy choice because a lot of players and coaches were up in that area already, correct?
Yes. Some of the players and coaches went up there. Obviously, Miami let the team kind of do what they felt they wanted to do. Some players stayed here in South Florida with their families, and we saw, you know, we've seen photos of them. They were doing storm preps ahead of the storm or working out, or they were with, you know, family and friends. Then you've got some of the kids went home. I think I saw some tweets from Braxton Berrios that he went up to North Carolina a little bit to get away from all of this. And then the players that maybe didn't quite have the means to get somewhere, or maybe it wasn't reasonable, they weren't able to get them on a flight or what have you, they kind of evacuated. I think it was about maybe 30, 35 players up to Orlando. So those guys are already there. It's now a matter of getting everybody else there, getting everybody else situated, and then once they do, they will start practicing.
Have you heard from coaches and any players just on the topic of, you know, the challenges to go 3 weeks between games, right? Like by the time they take the field against Toledo, it's going to be 21 days since they opened up against Bethune-Cookman. Like, what do you think the challenges are for Mark Richt and his staff to keep these guys focused?
Well, I mean, it's interesting, right? Before they played Bethune-Cookman, we were just coming out of camp, and all you would hear from these guys was, I can't wait to get out there and hit somebody else. I can't wait to get out there and hit somebody else. They get to do that one time, and then all of a sudden, it's almost like they're going to be back in camp mode. So we haven't had a chance to catch up with players and coaches just yet. Obviously, they've all been, you know, some of them evacuated the area and what have you. So they're kind of getting everybody together. But it was interesting yesterday on the ACC conference call, Jimbo Fisher talked about it because he dealt with a similar situation when he was at LSU in 2005. They had their schedule was disrupted because of Hurricane Katrina. And he said, listen, there's two things that can happen here. Yes, a team is going to have the challenges of not playing. They're going to have to get their legs back under them. You know, I'm sure guys have been working out and exercising and doing weight room drills and what have you, things that they can do, but it hasn't been the structure that they're used to. So they're going to have to deal with that. But he also said one of the things we noticed at LSU was that it brought our team together when they got back together because they feel the pride now of playing for something even deeper than just, you know, what they had their eyes on first. They know that they're going to have the chance to uplift their community. They know they're going to have the chance to get back out there together and do something together. So, you know, I would expect to see that from, you know, from Miami when they get back to work. And you know, to his credit, Jimbo had a lot of nice things to say about Mark Richt. He said, listen, they've got a great coach down at Miami. He's going to know how to manage the situation. He'll be able to do it. He's been around long enough to have seen almost everything. So, you know, already, I know Miami fans are a little concerned because Florida State's already gotten back to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jimbo has a lot of respect for Mark Richt and what Miami is capable of. And I thought it was interesting, especially considering his perspective of having gone through this. So we'll see how they handle it.
And this would have been Florida State week if not for Irma. We'd be talking about facing the Seminoles this week. And Christy, with the game being moved, that game being moved back to October 7th. And of course, I don't question the move. I completely understand it and agree with it. But my first reaction was, though, seeing the game get moved, I'm thinking, man, drat, that's like a missed opportunity because I would have actually liked the idea of, you know, James Blackman, their freshman quarterback, making his first start against the Hurricanes. I think that could have been a good opportunity. Instead, he gets a couple of games of seasoning first.
He does, and I mean, I think that's a lot of things people noticed right away. They were kind of like, oh, well, Miami was going to get him right off the bat, you know, kind of in the crosshairs of, oh, my gosh, DeAndre Francois is out, I'm in, you know, kind of that wide-eyed moment that can happen for a guy. Still, you know what, you're going to have two relative newcomers at quarterback for both teams because you look at the fact that, you know, Malik Rozier's never started in that game either. So it'll be interesting to see how both of those guys handle it. But, you know, the thing with Miami and Florida State is, I mean, there's so much we throw out the window every year just because of what this game is, what it means to those players. So, you know, yes, he'll have a little bit more experience, but, you know, I don't know. That defense is still pretty tough, and I would imagine they're going to be raring to go by then when they get a chance to see him too.
Christy Chirinos, who covers the Miami Hurricanes for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, joins us here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. You know, Christy, it seems like some of those national critics who were, you know, questioning Miami's motives for moving the Arkansas State game or canceling the Arkansas State game, I haven't seen any apologies, but I have noticed they've gotten pretty quiet. I mean, how did you feel about the Brett McMurphys of the world and the Rick Neuheisels of the world for really just throwing shade on a situation that I thought just life is more important than football sometimes?
Well, I think anybody, and, you know, I'm not a columnist, so while I put a little bit of my thoughts into a piece that I wrote ahead of Irma, I was really happy that Dave Hyde, who I am so lucky to work with at the Sentinel, I was really happy that he just called all those people out. Because anybody who was here in 1992 when Hurricane Andrew blew through here, I guarantee you none of those people were questioning this decision. Those of us that were here remember what that was like, remember the devastation in our community, remember what happened here and how dangerous that situation is. So to have people questioning Miami's decision about Arkansas State, when at that point Irma was a Category 5, projected to come right up the east coast of Florida, that wobble hadn't appeared yet, you know, there are a lot of people that have never experienced that, making a lot of statements. And I remember just thinking as a South Floridian how upsetting that was because, again, those of us who lived through that, we don't forget. We haven't forgotten that. We haven't forgotten those pictures, those images, just like kids that are growing up now are not going to forget what they're seeing coming out of the Keys or from the West Coast. You know, it's going to stick with them. And it was just, it made me so angry. It really did. Like, if you've never been through one of these, please don't sit somewhere in Jonesboro, Arkansas, or in Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever you may be, passing judgment on a school for trying to be cautious and trying to make the right decision by its players and its kids. I mean, Mark Walton is a dad of a baby. How do you ask him to go out there and play a football game and he doesn't know what's happening back home? How do you ask Chad Thomas not to, you know, to go out there and try to go after a quarterback when he doesn't know what's happening to his parents' house or his friend's house or his, you know, brothers or sisters? You know, most of this team is from South Florida. It's incredibly unfair to ask them to go play a football game while they have no idea what's happening back home.
You know, last thing here is Christy Chirinos joins us. She covers the Miami Hurricanes for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. You know, okay, so the Canes will play one fewer game this year, 11 games versus a regular 12-game regular season in the cancellation of Arkansas State. That obviously wasn't a marquee game, not a big matchup, certainly not a conference matchup. Is that something, like, if we, you know, and I'm thinking way ahead here and very wide-eyed and optimistic, but if the Canes would potentially look at an undefeated 11-0 type season, could there be concern that not having that extra game could cost them a chance at college football playoff or a chance at a bigger bowl game?
I'm with you. I thought of that, too, because, you know, if we've all thought, hey, if Miami can get past Florida State, the sky's the limit for this team, right, after that game. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. You would think, though, the good thing is if Miami does do that, if they are to win all those games, they will find themselves in that ACC championship game. If they win that, that will give them a little bit more of a boost in terms of the, you know, the strength of schedule, the recognition, one more game on the schedule. So they can actually make up that game by having it be against a Louisville, a Clemson, or a Florida State again in Charlotte. We'll see. But it is something to watch. It's something to be to keep tabs on. I'm sure, I don't know how much people paid attention. They did drop one spot in the AP Top 25 after not playing Arkansas State. I'm not sure if they'll drop again after this weekend. It's 2 weeks without playing. Others are moving up and doing things. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But, again, the possibility is still there for them to add that game back in the form of the ACC championship. So that might be a saving grace for them down the road.
Hey, make sure you're following Christy on Twitter at Christy Chirinos and check out her work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Christy, thank you so much for taking the time. And listen, I guess we're getting this extra time off. By the time we get some Hurricanes football again, it's going to feel like it's been a few months.
It's going to feel great. Listen, I'll be in Orlando next week. We don't quite know what the schedule is yet, but I'll be there. And I'm looking forward to just kind of getting back in that routine of, you know, talking football, writing football, thinking football. You know, it's we all helped out a little bit in our newsrooms. I've been writing about relief efforts and road conditions and gas lines and things like that. But it'll be nice to get back to a little bit of what we know and get back more into that routine of life. And I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned things are kind of getting back to normal for you at home as well with recovery after Irma. So God bless, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Thanks for having me, Alex.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.